All right, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, and undecided to The Right Show. This is the most interactive and by far the most fun podcast ever on YouTube. So fun that they are trying to ban the show. Would you believe that they're trying to ban it? Facebook has us banned for 3 weeks, but don't worry, that's going to be up next Wednesday, and I'm going to come out like Tupac, out on bail, fresh out of jail, California dreaming. With that said, today we have some very interesting topics to cover. It's going to be a short episode, but a drunk Pelosi has one too many. Dr. Jill Biden, fake doctor, gets covfefe once again, and a Beverly Hills store says no more masks. Now, why would a California store say no more masks? I'm going to explain all that and more. You're watching a support group for normal people. This is not the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Ellen, Jimmy Oprah, Jimmy Trevor Noah, or the Jimmy Saturday Night Live show. You're watching The Right Show. Let's get it started in here. I have a question for you. Where are you from, and who is the worst politician in the USA? That's what I want to know. Go ahead and put that in the comments. It is a running battle right now. There are so many options. You might think Biden, Pelosi, Liz Cheney. Notice both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats. Chuck Schumer and the Wicked Witch of the West, 95-year-old Maxine Waters with James Brown wig. Now, why is Maxine and Nancy Pelosi just a mirror image of each other, just different colors? We're going to explore all that and more. Answer in the comments. Let's see what some of you have put down. Even a Canadian says Joe Biden is the worst. Phoenix agrees, and Kirk as well. And someone liked the James Brown wig. Ha! Come on, yeah. Who get ya? Hey. What? Hey. All right, folks, I had a great time over the weekend. I went and did a private event in Arizona at a country club. By the way, I am available for private events if you want to put on a comedy night for 20 or more people. It's very affordable. As long as I cover my flight, rental car, hotel, a little bit of extra cash, then you can have comedy for your friends. We've done front yards, backyards, garages, bedrooms. Shouldn't have mentioned that. And also pizza parlor banquet rooms. No room is big. No room is too small. No room is too big or too small. We just want to make you laugh. That's what it's all about. That's been my mission since the government labeled me non-essential in the year 2020, and we showed them, didn't we? So the private comedy show was great, and then I hung out with a guy named Godfrey. Look him up, very funny comedian. He was in the movie Zoolander years ago, and he has got a lot of talent. So we were able to hang out, haven't seen him in about 5-6 years, catching up with old times. But forget all the other comedians. It is now time for you to focus on your favorite. I want you to come see me in one of the following cities. I'm going to put them up on the screen. Put in the chats if you know someone that lives in one of these cities or if you can make it yourself. Take a look. This weekend, Salt Lake City, we've already sold 100 tickets to each show. The place only holds 200. It's currently Wednesday. A bulk of ticket sales come in the final 48 hours. So we're looking at 2 sold out shows in Salt Lake. Get your tickets now. DC next week. Turning Point Las Vegas. Support Turning Point in every city. This will be your chance to do it in Las Vegas. Syracuse, New York. San Diego. Beverly Hills. That's a private event. You can't come. Jewett, Ohio. And we just added Nashville, Tennessee. Ending with the dry bar taping right there in none other than Utah once again. So those are the cities. Now, it is time to discuss the news topics of the day. Like I said, short podcast episode. Podcasters, if you're listening, look in the description, click the link. You just might be surprised. You can watch along with the rest of us. Did you know the boomerang Bidens are at it again? Fake Dr. Jill Biden, which we all know she's not a real doctor. She did not even get her doctorate in education. Her husband took tax dollars, gave it to the University of Delaware. They then quickly made one of the dumbest wives in Delaware a doctor, so it looked good and felt good when her mail came to her from the post office. And if you listen to her talk or you read her thesis, you will see that she was a fake Dr. Jill Biden. Anyway, she gets COVID once again. Can you believe it? We were told by none other than Joe Biden himself and Dr. Fauci, the more you get injected, the safer you are. But Biden has now had 4 boosts and he's received COVID. He recovered from it, got it again. He's had it 2 or 3 times. His body at this point is made up of 50% vaccine, 50% COVID. His wife pulled the same stunt. She tested positive for COVID. She took multiple tests, and would you believe that she was able to test negative for COVID? And once again, she is tested positive, all within 30 days. Unbelievable. So this is brought to you by CNN. You know CNN is angry when they have to admit. So isn't this unbelievable? She is spreading her disease all over America. Let's read the comments, see what you guys have to say about that. Follow the science. You guys, you need to follow science. Wait a minute. Do you not follow science? Because I can't be friends with you if you don't follow science. The science said if you get the multiple vaccines, you can't get COVID. No, we evolved. We thought that at first. We are the exploits. But then we realized we were wrong. But we don't say that. We say we evolved. Whoopi Goldberg said that Dr. Jill Biden should be the Surgeon General of America. That's what she said. Good job, Whoopstein Goldfart. All right, moving right along. Speaking of experts, Dr. Fauci says he's retiring. And instead of admitting he was wrong several times throughout the pandemic, remember, you don't need a mask. You do need a mask. Two masks are better than one. The masks never really worked, but it was just to mitigate. The vaccine was the secret. That didn't work, but the boost. You got the boost. We always knew the boost wouldn't work. What you need is Paxlovid. If you take Paxlovid with the boost and the mask, take a look at Dr. Fauci telling you why he's retiring and also how many times he and his exploits got it wrong.
Dr. Fauci, it's an honor to have you here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Rachel. Good to be with you.
Why now? Why after all of these years, all of these presidents, all of these epidemics that you have surfed through, why is now the time to go?
Well, you know, Rachel, it's never really a good time to leave, but you have to leave sometime. I have been wanting to pursue another chapter in my career, as you mentioned. We have learned lessons from outbreaks in the past, like HIV and Ebola and Zika and pandemic influenza and the challenges of the possibility of bird flus turning into a pandemic. But in some respects, the situation has eroded. And I think it has in the sense of neglecting of the capabilities of the local public health officials. Because if you want to respond to an emerging infection, you do need leadership from above. You need central support from the government. But at the local level, you also have to have the kind of resources that will allow you to respond. You know, when we learned, and I hope we are still learning, a very important lesson from COVID is that you never, ever underestimate an emerging infection in which you don't know where it's going.
If you're unvaccinated, you have a much higher chance of getting this newly transmissible variant we had never seen before a couple of weeks ago. And it's the unvaccinated people who it's going to make sick.
When the government told the American people that people who had been vaccinated couldn't get it, were they guessing or were they lying?
I don't know.
Because we've been fooled before. We didn't fully appreciate the magnitude of HIV back in the early 80s when I first got involved, when the first cases were recognized. And there were so many things we learned on the run with COVID. I mean, the things that we thought we knew in the beginning turned out as the months went by to not be the case, which really forced us to adapt and to change some of our policies and recommendations.
According to your testimony, it wasn't just President Biden who said things that were not accurate and were not true. You said beginning in 2021, so beginning in the Biden administration, again, these are your words, agencies provided muddled and contradicting information or partial information that implied we knew something we didn't, which they later had to correct.
Time to do it. This is it.
Which accelerated the loss of respect and trust in the federal government.
I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization.
That was interpreted by many as flip-flopping or not really knowing what's going on, when it really was the evolution.
What's going to save you right now is Paxlovid. So that's why I'm saying, even if you're vaccinated and boosted, if you're unvaccinated right now, the key is testing and Paxlovid. It's effective. It's a great antiviral. And really, that is what's going to save your lives right now.
We were wrong many times, but we were evolving our knowledge. And now we know we have the idea and the vaccine and the solution for you. Paxlovid. Look no further. The answer to all your problems has been here all along. Paxlovid. Here is the problem with Dr. Fauci. He thinks he's always evolving, but he's always wrong the whole time. Now, everything he said, I told you was wrong a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. I'm not an exploit, but I was just like, this isn't making sense. And he keeps saying he's evolving. My question is, why does he think he has it right now? Why does he think after 2 years, he now has a complete firm grasp on what needs to be done? How does he know where he is in the wrong cycle? Because the problem with being in the cycle is you don't know where you are on the wheel. He's always on the wrong side. So that idiot. And now they have people who are predicting he is getting out before the Democrats lose the House. Then you have the Jim Jordans, the senators, the Congress, and they are going to bring him on trial if he's still trying to hold his position. But if he says, I'm gone, I retired, why are you bothering me? I'm still focused on the Zika and the influenza, but not the COVID. So the man can't even say influenza. He can't say Zika. Watch how he says it.
And Zika and pandemic influenza and...
Zika. Influenza. If you can't even pronounce it, how can you be the exploit on these diseases? That's what I want to know. Put in the comments if you think Dr. Fauci now has a grasp on what's going on, or is he still on the wheel of wrongness tumbling down the hill? When we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more about someone in a city that does not want you to wear masks. A leftist state, but they're saying no more masks. Why is it? I'm going to tell you. A Beverly Hills store, Kitson, says no more masks. Now, I have never been in a Kitson store. I would probably never go, but at least they have a little common sense. They are tired of getting robbed. They are tired of getting held up. And what is the one article of clothing that is helping more crime persist than any other? Well, the experts told you to wear them, regardless of who it hurts. The masks.
Hi, Glenn and Lauren. If you've never been to Kitson, it's a trendy pop culture store where a lot of celebrities shop. Reaction from customers about this move today was mixed. What did I just come up and tell you?
You told me that I couldn't wear a mask if I were to shop inside Kitson.
And what's your reaction to that?
I thought it was a joke. Like, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
It's not a joke. Kitson's store on Robertson Boulevard is now banning customers from wearing face masks. It has nothing to do with COVID, but instead the criminals who have been shoplifting at the store and harassing, even assaulting sales associates. And their high-tech security cameras can't identify the perpetrators with masks on.
I used to be able to be a little more lax, but now, you know, I've got to be on all guards, you know? It's definitely changed in the last year or so.
But you understand why they're doing it.
I totally do understand why they're doing it, because everyone's got to make a business. The pandemic's been very hard on this city, I hear, and it has it on everybody. And I think it's a great shame that they have to put that up, but I completely understand why they do. I think I'd do the same.
I'm not like a big fan of masks, actually, so I'm not sure people need to use them.
Beverly Hills has become the latest hotspot for smash and grabs. 2 weeks ago, brazen thieves drove a car through the glass doors and metal gate at the Neiman Marcus store and took off with expensive Chanel bags. Now, several nearby shops have had to shut down because the owners feel the area has become too dangerous.
It's a really scary world we're living in, and, you know, you never think it's going to happen where you are, where you live, but it's everywhere and no one's immune, unfortunately.
Now, if you want to come shop at Kitson and you are concerned about COVID and want to wear a mask, you just have to make an appointment with staff during non-business hours. You can always shop on their website, and there is curbside pickup. Reporting live in Beverly Hills, I'm Courtney Friel, KTLA 5 News.
That is what needs to happen in every business, in every city, in every state in America. No more masks allowed. You can't come in my store. Imagine being a gas station attendant and seeing 180 people a day jumping in with a mask, clowning around. You're behind like this little thin piece of bulletproof glass, so to speak. Do you know it's bulletproof? Would you trust your life standing behind it with a boom, boom, boom? Who knows what kind of artillery and weapons this guy have? So the point is, no more masks. And if you're so scared that you can't go shopping in the year 2022 without your mask, Amazon that's for you. So that is what BLM brings to your town. Now, Democrats need to keep the masks going for a few reasons. Tell me if you agree. One, it keeps people scared visually. If you're walking around, you see people wearing masks, it reminds you, you could die. There's something dangerous out there and you can be paranoid forever. Secondly, it keeps people arguing. So then you come in your store with your mask. I'm scared. I watch MSNBC and CNN. The store owner says, take your mask off, please. We have a new rule. Are you kidding me? Take your mask. I'm not doing it. And now we're arguing and fighting. Store owner, small business, employees, citizens. Fight, fight, fight. Democrats need that. Keeps crime at an all-time high. And the number one reason Democrats need to keep everyone wearing a mask, it keeps their voters out of jail. Thank you. What did I miss? Please add to my list. Okay, wearing a mask shuts you up. Make sure the experts tell you how to muzzle yourself. I like that. Mm-hmm. People say yes to that. Yes, people like my list. And the funniest comment that came in during that little news repertoire was someone said, next thing you know, you're not going to be allowed to bring in your sawed-off shotgun when you go shopping in Beverly Hills. Very true. Well, when we come back, we are going to talk about a drunk who happens to be a Pelosi. I know that's redundant. We're going to cover it anyway. If you're going to go out with friends and you want to get really messed up, you walk up to the bartender, you slap down a $100 bill and say, give me three Pelosis. He'll know what to do. If you don't know, Nancy Pelosi is a raging, allegedly drunk who lives in the wine country area, and her husband is no different. As soon as she got on her broom and went to give a speech on the East Coast, he got in his Porsche, probably had a hot young thing, might have been a man, maybe a boy, and drove to wine country as quick as he could. Threw back a few Pelosis, and I have the Pelosi DUI caught on camera. Now, I had to edit it down because it's over 20 minutes of footage. This guy couldn't even hold on to the earth if he was laying on it holding a blades of grass in each hand, okay? He is spinning out of control. He's mumbling. At one point, he tells the officer, you know, I'm a Pelosi. And the officer has to understand that, goes and talks to a superior officer, and they're trying to figure out, how do we get out of this? Because putting a Pelosi in jail could mean the end of your life. Not just your political life, not just your employment. He might not make it. He might get Hillary Clinton if the Pelosi's come after him. But you watch this video footage and tell me if he looks drunk to you. And why do the Pelosi's think they're above the law? Nancy didn't wear masks. She went and got her hair cut when everything else was locked down. And now this.
Yeah, it's you guys are both actually really lucky that the crash wasn't more serious than it was in terms of injuries. Do you think you're physically able to balance on one foot or another?
No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want you to injure yourself if you can't. And I wouldn't want you to fall over and hurt yourself.
The speaker continued to avoid any questions about her husband's weekend arrest in the wine country.
You can't grab onto the patrol car. Yeah.
No one is above the law.
So you can try both feet out if you want.
No person is above the law in this country.
I'll let you start. You can try the test with both feet. I'll give you like a pre-trial run, for lack of a better term. You can try it with both feet, see which one you feel more comfortable with, and then once you're ready, just let me know. Are you sure you could complete the test? Because I really don't want you to fall over and hurt yourself. That's the last thing I'm... Right, but that defeats the whole purpose of the test, grabbing onto a patrol car.
No one is above the law.
Then got whisked out of the back door by her staff and security detail. She did not answer any questions about any other issues, including her husband Paul Pelosi's weekend DUI arrest in Napa County.
Right. Well, just based on what I'm seeing, I don't feel comfortable having you perform the test, because I don't want you to... have the potential to fall over and hurt yourself. That's not what I'm trying to accomplish. So we'll do a different test.
Maybe I'll say that again. No person is above the law in this country. I can't say it any more clearly than that.
She also avoided reporters' questions at an earlier event in the Mission District of San Francisco.
I understand what you told me, but on my end, and I smell the alcohol on your breath. I see how unsteady you are on your feet. Right. No, I understand who you are, and I'm not here to try to do anything to draw any negative attention to you. If you've been honest with me, there's really nothing that you should be worried about in terms of the alcohol you consume. If you've been honest with me about your consumption being only two glasses of alcohol, there's no reason why that amount will put you at above the legal limit. But the way I think about it, right, if somebody's involved in a crash, right, imagine from a standpoint if, and God forbid, one of your family members involved in a crash and the person who caused that crash has alcohol in your system, you would want that person or that officer to do everything he can to make sure that that person wasn't under the influence, correct? And that's what I try to do with every crash that I suspect that there might be some level of impairment. Just want to confirm that that's not the case. Well, I didn't even have him do it just because he's constantly grabbing onto the patrol car just to be able to keep his balance.
Right.
And he's at fault for the crash.
The speaker will not be commenting on this private matter that occurred while she was on the East Coast.
No comment, just a small private matter. The guy wrecked his Porsche, DUI, stumbling around, lied about having two drinks, says, you know who I am? Guarantee they gave him a test. He blew a 2.8. They knocked the two off, said it was a 0.8, just barely illegal. He's not in jail right now. The person he hit is still in medical treatment. Hopefully sues for the hundreds of millions of dollars they have stolen from the American people. And that's what happens when you drink one too many Pelosi's. Don't let it happen to you. Now, it is time to end The Right Show with something a little positive, something fun. I have been taking my video clips, chopping them down to keep up with the young kids, the TikTokers, the real people on Instagram and Facebook, and of course, the little shorts. That's what they're called on YouTube. All of them are the same thing. It's the TikTok theme, 30 seconds worth of a joke. And some comics are going viral with this, so I posted mine today. It already has 40,000 views. I want you to enjoy it, laugh. A very quick clip from none other than my Dry Bar special. This one is about cyberbullies. They get offended now about cyberbullies. That's the big thing. Talk to any student. What's the worst problem you're facing? Cyberbullies. It's horrible. They can pick on you on the internet. Oh, really? Our generation had real bullies. They pulled our real underwear up our real butt crack. Yeah. It really hurt, you know? You don't have to pull a Twitter out of your Snapchat at the end of the school. Cyberbullies. You don't have to pull a Twitter out of your Snapchat. I went on to add, you don't have to pull a Telegram out of your TikTok. So when I do the show live, I add a few more punchlines, which I thought of after I recorded that. Hey, thank you for tuning into a short version of The Right Show. We covered a couple objects, but here's the thing. The news cycle's slow in August because they're getting ready for September, October, and then news is going to be everywhere in November because that is when the midterm elections will be. So we're going to have plenty to talk about at that point. I hope you enjoyed it. Here's what you have to do. Give this podcast 5 stars. It is not that hard. We're going to hang out on Locals after this. Join us, kayvoncomedy.locals.com. And look at these names going by. These people donated a little cash. So if you want to throw a little money in the bucket, a tip, if you will, here's how you do it. PayPal.me/TankScott, Cash App, $KayvonComedy, or Venmo at KVON-KVON. Don't forget, these are the upcoming tour dates. I want you to get your tickets, and I'll see you live. That's what we need to do.